Hi guys, welcome to a new episode of Real Wives in Radio.
Yeah, where were you, Tanya?
I'm sorry, I was staring at Bob.
I'm like, are we being too loud for him? But he's cool. He's chilling.
Nah,
you?
He's chilling.
Yeah. I'm here.
You are here. Yeah. I'm Dorothy, and we are back in my kitchen.
Yeah,
with our nice little setup. Shout it again to Don't Make Me Come Back, their podcast. Thank you for letting us use your stuff.
Yes, thank you so much. Do I need to pay them?
I know, right? Nah, I edited a video for them. I think that's good trade,
okay,
right?
Okay, what else do you need? Let me know. You need a babysitter? What you need? Yeah, thank you guys for letting us borrow this equipment. This is exciting. I mean, I don't know. I can't believe that we're still... I try not to push it with you because...
You're so sweet. I know. New mom.
Yes. Yeah. I'm like, are you sure you want to record? Like, it is not a big deal.
You know what? Honestly, it's a nice little break from my day to day. Not that I don't love my baby. Of course I love my baby, but it's like...
Well, and he's right here.
Right. You know? He's in my arms right now sleeping. So it's just normally this is my day. We wake up. I feed him. I change his diaper. We play a little bit. Then he falls asleep. And it's just rinse and repeat, right? So seeing like another adult to talk to during the day is very nice. So I welcome it.
And I'm sure this is an outlet for you too to like kind of just be like real.
Yes.
Because we real on this podcast.
Yes, we are very real.
You got real on the last podcast.
I did. And I just want to say thank you to everybody who sent me all the nice messages on Instagram and stuff like that with their support. It really meant a lot to me and it made me feel a lot better. And even talking to you, it just was... It was therapy for me. So thank you, Sister Wives, for the love.
Speaking of that, did you hear the latest voicemail that we got?
No.
Hi, Tanya and Dorothy. I am dying listening to episode 25 about what your fam should be called. I don't have any ideas yet, but I did want to say I don't think Sister Wives. Sorry, Tanya. Love you, girl. But no. But I do like the idea of your t-shirt. So... Once we figure it out, I'll be rocking the t-shirt with the headphones. Anyways, waiting to catch up. I'm almost there to find out Tanya's gender reveal. Love you guys. Keep you doing your thing. Congratulations, Dorothy. Bye.
Aw, bye.
So she doesn't like Sister Wives.
Aw, so we have to do a different name change?
Oh, that's one person. And by the way, who was that? If you leave us a voicemail.
Yes, please leave your name. Sorry, the battery's about to die.
Oh, it's all good.
I just realized that.
Yeah.
We're rolling. Do you hear yourself?
Maybe my volume's down. I sound different.
Oh, okay. Hang on. What are you on? One? No. Yeah, you're on one. Go ahead.
Check.
There you
go.
Yeah. That's better.
Yeah. Yeah, so leave your name if you leave us a voicemail. We will reconsider Sister Wives.
I don't think we are.
If we keep getting messages that it's not an okay name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's I mean, homegirl's like 7 episodes behind. I mean.
I think at this point for me, Sister Wives is like so bad it's good.
That is what I thought originally. I never thought it was so good. Good. It's bad good. It's like it's like a reality TV show.
Yeah, it's like one of those.
So anyway, always call us. You can always call us and leave us whatever you want to talk about or whatever you want to mention or comment on. But
the number is 619.
Oh, yeah.
537.
Oh, yeah.
9927.
Nope, 9937.
Oh, 9937. Dang, I don't even know the number.
619-537-9937.
Okay, there we go.
Dorothy.
Yes.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
You just celebrated a birthday.
I did.
How was it?
It was really good. It was super chill. It was just kind of one of those years where it's like, you know, with the baby being new and stuff, just keeping it low key, hanging out with my family. My sister threw me a barbecue. So we just went up to her house. My family was there. Steven's parents were there. And we just hung out. And my brother-in-law is getting really good at barbecuing because his ribs.
Vu?
Yes.
Oh, I heard he makes bomb food.
Oh my gosh. She's getting so good at cooking. He made a really good shrimp boil the other day. That was so bomb too. But the ribs were like fall off the bone really good. He had a good rub on it. He had made some brisket like two nights before that was still, it's got that good smoke ring, you know, where it's like nice and pink on the outside, but then just tasty, you know. It was super good. And then, of course, we had to do like a little little table of Vietnamese food too.
Oh, of course.
So we did that, and then we played games, and then that was it.
Nice.
Yeah, I told Steven that I do want to do like a family date, me, him, and the baby though.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So he said your birthday. Okay.
Yeah.
We just haven't decided when.
And what else is new with Baby Bok since we last talked to you,
since we last talked about a week ago? Well, today he is 5 weeks old.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a big deal, right?
And you washed your hair.
Oh my God, I washed my hair and it felt so good. So, you know, a lot of people are like, they saw the picture and they're like, why can't you wash your hair? Again, it is for longevity of my life.
Right.
And so also when I'm old, my hair won't fall out, I guess. That's the thing. Who knows?
Okay.
But yeah, that felt so good. My mom like did it a couple days early.
Okay.
She's like, do you want me to wash your hair today? And I like jumped up and I was like, yes. Oh my God, please. It was like Christmas morning for me.
Yeah.
It felt fantastic.
Oh,
so,
that's good.
Yeah, that was new. And then pretty much, well, update on the breastfeeding thing. It's not for me.
Okay.
And we are just going to formula.
Yeah.
So thank you for everybody who sent the supportive messages about that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, you know, there's a lot of like, oh, well, did you try this? Oh, no. You should, you know, it's kind of, I feel like as moms, we should be nicer to each other because that happens a lot. There's a lot of judgment going on, you know, with how you decide to raise your kids. Girl.
I'm so scared about that because I'm like, you know me, I'm an overthinker.
Right.
And I just take everything personally and then I go there, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not ready for that.
So, let's make it a rule. Let's be kind to each other because moms have it hard enough as it is.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I went to Costco today with Mal, my best friend, mm-hmm. and we were just, we had the kids in their car seats, but I had my stroller and we just put Kalino in the shopping cart, like mm-hmm. in the actual basket.
Mm-hmm.
And someone had, like, left a comment about Kalino's car seat not being tight enough, his straps or something.
Oh,
and it's like,
gosh.
Oh my gosh, relax. Number one, they're on. Okay, number two, he's in the basket in the car seat. His dad is not letting him out of his sight. You know, like Mal's pushing him, like he's buckled in, you know. It's not like a car is gonna come speeding in and crashing him. You know what I mean? It's just like, you guys, it was for a second, like, can he live?
My God.
Yeah. So people are super hypercritical. Carlene told me, she's like, girl, don't ever post a picture of the baby in the car seat. Like, just don't trust.
Like,
okay.
She learned the hard way.
She learned the hard way, yeah. And then she, you know, like being a first time mom, it like upset her.
Oh.
Like, you know?
Oh.
So
okay.
I know people mean well, but it's like at the same time, come on guys.
The baby's fine.
Right.
In the cart at Costco.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Still buckled into his car
exactly.
seat. Very secure. Nothing's like, I said very secure.
Secure. I heard that.
Call myself.
Wow.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyways, let's be nice to each other, parents.
Yeah. Okay. So how are you? How do you feel better now that you switched to formula and you're just like,
yes,
it's a relief?
Mentally, it was a huge weight off my shoulders.
Yeah.
And he's been doing great. Like, he hasn't had an upset stomach or anything like that. It's been like 1,000 times better for me and I think for him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Good.
So
good. You look really good.
Thank you.
Yeah. You look really good.
How are you?
I'm good.
What's update with baby girl Tanya?
I know.
What are we going to... We need a nickname for her, by the way. Little T?
We can, yeah.
I don't know. Well, let's... Little sister?
My brother's... Oh, my gosh. My brother Oscar, actually, and Tiana, our front desk girl at Intercom.
What? What did they name her?
They already call her Splash.
Okay. That's it. You're right. Splash.
That's not her name, though.
It's okay. It's her nickname forever.
Okay. If you don't know what we're talking about, in one of our prior episodes, we talked about how I'm crazy and I've had the baby name list forever.
Yes.
And Splash is on there. Go listen to it. I can't tell the story all over again.
It's hilarious.
It's okay if you're rolling your eyes
baby
right
names.
Now.
Yes.
I get it. I know. It's ridiculous. Anyway.
Baby, how is Splash doing?
I feel weird saying that.
Nope.
No, because it's not her name.
Okay, but
can we just say baby girl?
Baby girl Splash, got it.
Oh my gosh. why did I even bring that up? She's good, I think. I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow, so I'm excited to see her and like see what's going on.
You're 22 weeks?
23.
23 weeks.
23 weeks.
Dang.
I know. I feel good. I'm still working out.
Yeah. You've been getting after it, too.
I mean, I'm not doing anything crazy.
Sis, you hardly look pregnant. I mean, in a good way. Not that it's a bad thing. You know what I mean?
I think that's just because the way my body carries the baby. Because I definitely have gained weight.
Oh, like, you can't tell. You can't tell. Okay. It's probably all in your boobs.
Well, I'm not worried about gaining weight. I don't want to, like, overgain weight,
right,
you know?
Right, right.
But it's just funny to see the number move up so mm-hmm. quickly with the baby, you know?
Like, have you felt her kick?
Yes. Okay, so, well, not kick. So I felt her move.
Okay.
From, like, probably, like, week 17 up until, like, last week, it's been, like, movement. Like,
what did it feel like for you?
I was trying to explain this to my best friend, Chrissy, because she's like, what does it feel like? And I'm like, honestly, it just feels like if you could imagine something swimming in you. Like, that's mm-hmm. the best description that I can
feel. Like little flutters,
like,
yes, right?
Like a little something swimming in you. Yeah. Like, it just feels like that. I don't know. Like, try to picture that. That's exactly what it feels like. And then this week, right when I turned 23 weeks on Sunday, of course, I started feeling more so like she is doing some hip-hop moves on my vag, like on top of my vag. Like, that's what it feels like. And I'm like, what is happening? Like, it's like boom, 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 boom. Like on down there.
On
like
low. Like right on your pelvic bone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it almost feels like in between my vag and my colon.
Oh, no.
Is that weird or
that's
what?
That's really weird.
It's not like a lot and it's not painful. It's just like, oh, okay.
Is it like jolting for you?
We don't do that today. Jolting?
Like it stops you in your tracks?
No, it's not like that powerful.
Okay.
Not yet, at least.
Yeah, yeah. Oof.
So that's that. And we're doing our baby moon next weekend.
Where are you guys going?
Sedona.
Oh, mm-hmm. Arizona?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I've never been.
Yeah, so.
What do you do out there?
Well, there's supposed to be like a, okay, here we go. So, I wanted to do somewhere like beachy because I love the beach. So right. We almost were going to go to Maui again because we loved Maui so much. But we wanted to do something different, like somewhere we had never been before. And can't really go like to a few places like out of the country because there's still Zika.
Of course.
And my doctor didn't recommend it. And so then we're going to go up the coast because we've never done like an up the coast
trip.
Just
go up the 101.
You know, like and do like a Big Little Lies thing, you know. Mm-hmm.
Minus the murder.
Yeah, but then, right? But then we felt like it was going to be very expensive. Like, hotels are so expensive up there. Airbnbs are expensive. Like, it just seemed like it was going to be an expensive trip.
Mm-hmm.
So then I really had wanted to do something like a place that was, like, not super turn-up-y and had a little bit of, like, a spiritual touch to it or, like, a very, like, a relaxing...
Right.
Zen.
Well, that's who you guys are. Exactly. Well, who you are, for sure.
JJ, too. I mean, JJ loves it, too. You know, I love it more. But we found Sedona, and it's just super relaxing out there. There's beautiful hikes out there, and there's supposed to be, like, a vortex out there. So I'm excited. Vortex? I don't know, like,
what do you mean? Like, I don't understand.
It's supposed to be, like, a very energetic, like, through the earth, energetically... Uh-huh. Enhanced.
How am I supposed to know that, Tanya?
I don't really know exactly like where or what you need to do to feel this, but like there's vortexes everywhere. It's not just in Sedona. You never heard of a vortex before?
I've never heard of a vortex before.
It's just supposed to be like a very it's supposed to like vibrate on like a whole nother level mm-hmm. in Sedona. So we'll see.
Okay.
Maybe not. Maybe it will.
Well, if anything, it'll be nice to just get away.
Yeah, I've never been to Arizona before. I've never wanted to go to Arizona, but Sedona looks beautiful.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for the hikes. I'm excited for the pool. We always do Airbnbs, but none of them had pools. And I really wanted to do a pool.
Yeah, you definitely need a pool, especially out in Arizona in the summer right now. I mean, if it's hot in San Diego, can you imagine how hot it's going to be in Arizona?
Yeah, exactly. So, and then it's not too far. Mm-hmm. So we're going to drive, which I'm
It's like, what, a six-hour drive?
I think it's five.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like going to Vegas.
Maybe six. But okay. I'm excited. I'm just excited to get away with JJ and, like, have this time and, like, do a lot of baby talk because we don't do that much baby talk.
What do you guys do talk about when you do talk about your baby, about baby Splash?
About baby girl? I don't know. We just mostly talk about like, oh, I wonder what she's going to be like. Or, you know, but it's not like hard stuff like, what do we want her name to be?
This
JJ
going to
be in the room with us, like stuff like that.
That's
you know?
True. Like logistics. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, you guys will figure that out. You got plenty of time next weekend.
I don't think. Okay. Well, next weekend, yeah. But I just feel like the weeks are going by so fast.
Yeah. Yeah. How long are you guys gone for?
Just like 4 days.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a quick trip.
Does JJ have a list of names?
We have a list of names. So any name that he has brought up, I've put it on my list. So
we have a list of names.
Well, because it's mostly my list of names. Yes. And then he has like two on them on it out of like 48. So, you know, it's like one of those. But yeah, so that's where I'm at, you know, just figuring the hard stuff out. Like you said, logistics. And on that trip, we're going to definitely talk about like, are we going to get a doula?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. What's going on with that? Because like, what exactly is a doula?
Okay. Well, I actually had the chance to interview our friend Alyssa. She works at Alt 94.9. One of her best friends is a doula. So I had the chance to ask her all the questions.
Oh, that's good.
That you may have about doulas.
Okay. Well, especially with like no pressure, because, you know, sometimes you feel like people are being interviewed and, yes. and they're like there's an obligation that you have to go with them or something.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to hear this.
Yeah. So here's our interview.
All right. So I'm so excited to talk to our guest, Bridget Quinn from Quinn Doula Services. She's actually the owner, and I met Bridget through our coworker, Dorothy, and my coworker, Alyssa Haberman, who actually was spotlighted on one of our earlier episodes of Real Wives in Radio. And Bridget, hi.
Hi.
So Bridget, how do you know Alyssa?
So Alyssa and I actually went to college together. And way back when I was working in college radio, that's how we met. She was actually my boss. And we both ironically moved out to SoCal, and we're still very, she's one of my best friends. So.
I love that. Yeah, I also actually met Bridget in person at the Kacey Musgraves show, which was so much fun.
Yes, that was awesome.
All right, so Bridget, you are a doula. Tell us more about your business.
Yeah, so I am a birth and postpartum doula, and yeah, so basically I'm my own boss. So I own a small business. And within that role, so I could kind of explain maybe what a doula is.
Yeah, that's a lot. I know a lot of our listeners, they may have heard the term doula before or have heard of a doula, but don't really know exactly what a doula is. So go ahead and tell us that.
Yeah, so I think a lot of people confuse a doula with actually a midwife. And a midwife is someone who's actually medically trained to deliver a child to, you know, assist in childbirth. Whereas a doula is actually a non-medical person, and they're trained to assist a woman. So they may be assisting a woman before, during, or after birth. And they basically provide emotional support, informational, and physical support. So they also, though, support a partner's family or a birthing person's husband or partner. So they're basically there to kind of walk you through birth, pregnancy, and labor, and then the postpartum period.
Okay. And so you are a certified birth and postpartum doula?
So I am working on my certification.
Oh, okay. When looking for a doula, are you also looking that they are certified, or is it okay to go with a doula who's like yourself working on certifications?
Yeah. So I would say, yes, it's okay to go with someone who's certified or uncertified. I think the biggest thing to look for is that person has, you know, continue doing trainings, because, you know, someone might be certified, but the last class they took was probably, or it could be their certification class. And then since they got certified, they haven't gone and taken any more workshops or training. Mm. And that's not always the case.
Right.
But there's women who have been doing this work for like years and years and years. I mean, this dates back like centuries.
Right.
It's not a new concept, but it's a new concept that people are using this as their career and as a business. So to say to someone who's gone to, 300 births who isn't certified, they pretty much know their stuff.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say that the certification is like an end all.
Okay.
I would say just making sure that they are continuing education and that you really vibe with them on a personal level, because this is ultimately going to be someone in your birthing space.
Right.
And, you know, they might have every certification and degree in the world, but personally, you don't really get along with them, or vice versa. They might not have any trainings, and they also don't have a good personality with you. So I would look at that.
Yeah, I can't imagine, like, the doula that I love and we are thinking of hiring, which I'll talk about later in this episode. We just vibe. Like, we literally are on the same page, and her energy is contagious, and that's what I would want in the room with me in such an intimate moment, you know,
absolutely,
of my life. Yeah. So I can't imagine not vibing. I feel like I would rather be very comfortable and have chemistry with a doula versus making sure they have every certification. And, you know, like, I want to make sure that they are somewhat experienced.
Totally. Yeah, I'd say the main thing, like you said, is checking that you vibe well and that you want them around. But also make sure that they have attended some trainings. They don't have to be certified. Right. But, you know, it is a profession that people take seriously. So you don't want someone who just, like, decided one day they wanted to be a doula and then the next day they thought it's all the clients should come to them. So, yeah, that's really important.
Tell us about your business.
So I actually have been an infant caregiver for about 6 years. I started babysitting when I was like 10. So I've always been around kids, but more specifically, little babes within the past couple of years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then when I moved out to LA, I actually started working in nonprofit. I was working for a nonprofit that services domestic violence survivors. So I was actually, my first job there was in an emergency shelter, and I was working with women and children within the shelter and being their advocate. So I, you know, kind of went through a few jobs within that nonprofit and decided last year, you know what, I want to combine my love of advocacy and working with families, and that kind of looks like what a doula does.
Totally.
So I pursued my training, and then in March, I actually took the leap, and I'm not at my office job, my 9-to-5, any longer.
Wow.
So I'm just doing my doula business and caregiving.
Ever since I've really looked into doulas and what they are and being pregnant, I mean, I think a doula is just so much magic. Like, you guys offer so much in so many ways, and it's a beautiful thing that what you do. So thank you for doing that.
Totally, you're welcome.
And so you're in LA, so your services are strictly LA right now, or do you travel?
Yeah, so right now I'm strictly LA, and, you know, it's a big market. There's obviously a ton of people here and a good amount of doulas, so I'm, you know, working on kind of, you know, breaking into this market.
So, Bridget, for someone who may ask, like, someone may ask me, why do you want a doula? Like, what kind of woman would want to look into getting a doula? I mean, I personally think, like, all women should look into it. I think it's a great thing. I don't think everyone needs one or needs to have one. It's not a necessity. But, see, I want to do an all-natural birth. I don't want to be medicated in any kind of way. I know that things could go all the way to the left. Something could happen. And I know that I may need that. I'm aware of that. But if I, you know, had to put it out there and set that intention, I would really just want just to do it all natural. And so a lot of people are like, well, if you want to do it all natural, I definitely suggest a doula. If you don't, maybe not.
Right.
Is that true?
So I wouldn't say that's completely true. And I'm just actually basing that off of my experience. And I know sometimes it's annoying to hear someone be like, no, like, everyone needs one. But like you said, your experience can change.
Right.
In my personal experience with clients, I've supported them, those clients who do walk in knowing that they want an epidural. And then also clients like you who are leaning more towards an unmedicated birth.
Right.
I'd say the role of the doula might be a little bit more present and stronger with a birthing person who wants an unmedicated birth. However, my most recent birth I attended was a medicated birth, or they used an epidural.
Mm-hmm.
And I was still really able to support her.
Right.
Because she had never gotten an epidural before. And to be honest with you, epidurals fail more than people know.
Really?
And yeah, I've known a few people where it might only take to one side of the body, or it might just not work. That doesn't happen a lot, but there's also preparation that you can take knowing that you'll have the epidural, because when you have an epidural, you're likely, you need to stay in the bed. So working with a client to find some positions that are comfortable in the bed, using like a peanut ball or the medicine ball, and kind of just being with them for that time.
Yeah.
And then also helping them through that transition of the pushing stage. But yeah, like you said, for folks who are looking for an unmedicated birth, yeah, a doula is huge. But if you're going for a medicated birth as well, it also serves a purpose, because there's some folks who get to the hospital and they're already so many centimeters dilated that they can't get the epidural. It's too late.
Right.
So you're going to end up supporting an unmedicated birth. So it's kind of like keeping all your options open.
Right.
And like you said, kind of creating that space to plan, just to kind of educate yourself.
Here's the question that I always get so uncomfortable to ask, but I mean, you got to ask it. What is the price range for a doula, the average price? What would you say?
Sure. So there's actually some doulas who, when they're first starting out, maybe they just took their training last week, who don't charge anything for their first couple of clients. Maybe for their first like three clients, they'll do the births like pro bono.
Okay.
But we're looking at an actual range. I know in my market, it kind of stems from about 500 upwards of 2,000. So that's the range that I see.
Okay.
For context, my fee is 900. So that's kind of like middle of the road.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
But average, yeah, it can go to 500 all the way up to about 2000, probably even higher for more seasoned, doulas who have a really high client load.
Right. I feel like some people have been questioning me and kind of just like, why would you spend, let's just say $2,000? Why would you spend $1,000 to $2,000 to have essentially a stranger join you in this very intimate moment?
Right.
You know, for the birth. Like they just don't think that that is worth it or enough. Is there more that a doula does other than being there for the birth?
Yeah. So I should kind of break down what like an average package for most doulas look like.
Okay.
I haven't seen many folks stray from this model, unless they have some fun add-ons like birth photography or whatnot. So an average, if you hire a doula, so you're going to likely have a free consultation with them. So that's a chance for you to meet the doula and the doula to meet you and see, like we said earlier, if you vibe with them and answer any questions that you might have. And then if you hire that doula, you'll likely have about 2 prenatal appointments with them. So within those appointments, you'll work on constructing your birth plan, you'll go through comfort measures, and you'll kind of talk about any, you know, appointments that you had with your doctor, break down any questions, concerns, any comments that you might have about, you know, your pregnancy thus far. And there's also doulas who can teach you more childbirth education.
Okay.
So then once you hit 38 weeks, most doulas are on call. So
right.
For me, I start my on-call period at 38 weeks. Some people start at 37. And then during that period, you're available, you know, on call. Your phone is on 24/7. If you get that 2 a.m. call in the middle of the night that says, hey, I think I'm in labor. So, and before that time, too, you have access to your doula, you know, during hopefully normal hours of the night before that 38 weeks to just break things down with them, ask questions. Your doula is kind of like your best friend that you hired, who knows all about birth, hospitals, birth centers, and are just educated kind of more than the average person or friend would be. And I think the main point about, you know, well, do you really just want a stranger in your birth room? I actually heard a quote in maybe a book or a podcast, and it was actually a dad who was speaking about the experience of his wife and him using a doula.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, I was really hesitant about us hiring a doula because, yeah, I didn't want just some random person in the birth room with us.
Right.
And he said by the end of it, like after baby was born, he realized that their doula was the one familiar face they knew in the room. Because they hadn't seen those nurses before. They had an on-call doctor, which is usually likely.
Yeah.
And knowing that that doula had been through hospitals before, had been through it where they hadn't been, was really comforting. And she was the familiar face to them.
Ugh, I don't know why that just gave me chills, because that is so true. You don't think of that. I mean, like, there are going to be other strangers in that room with you, you know,
right,
doing more things with you, I'm sure, closer, or being closer to you, and, you know. I'm sure it is very comforting to see that that doula in there that you are more familiar with. And that's also their job, is to comfort and support you.
Right. Yeah. It's really nice to see someone that you've already met with quite a few times. You've had phone conversations with, you've been texting with, basically usually nonstop a lot.
Yeah.
So, it's comforting and it's nice. And too, you know, if you're birthing in a hospital, if you've never been to a hospital, they can be intimidating. So to like meet up with your doula at the hospital and they're like, oh yeah, go to floor 4 and I've been to this ward before and I know how to get here. Like, it's nice to have someone who kind of like knows the ropes of where you are.
All right. Well, thank you for that breakdown of Doula 101, Bridget. Give us your website.
So my website is quinndoula.com. And then my Instagram is quinndoulaservices.
And that's Q-U-I-N-N?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Bridget, thank you so much for joining us on our Real Wives in Radio podcast and giving us all of the info. I do feel a little bit better going into this and possibly hiring a doula or not. And I hope that others took a lot of way out of this interview as well. And hopefully they consider it as well, because I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, you're so welcome, Tanya. It was really fun.
So, yeah.
So how do you feel after talking to her?
Better.
Okay.
A little bit.
I mean, you still want to go with the doula.
Okay. I'm going to break it down.
Okay.
Right now. My emotions and how I feel with my heart about this doula. And I know that sounds really weird, but you know me, I think with my heart.
Yes, of course.
I do, more than anything.
Yeah. I mean, you go off of your intuition and your feelings a lot.
I do.
And most of the time they're dead on. So what is your intuition? What are you feeling?
So there is this one doula that I talked about. And let me tell you a little bit about her background.
Okay.
And why I love her so much.
Okay.
So I met her before I knew she was a doula. I took her yoga class. And
oh, I remember you telling me about this.
But this was like maybe like 2 years ago.
Before you were even pregnant.
Before I was even pregnant, just when I was getting into yoga. And I loved her vibe and the way she made me feel in that class so much that I went on Instagram, found her and followed her because I'm a
stalker. Stalker.
I just love, like, I think that if you're good at what you do, like, I've followed like dance instructors before after I've taken their classes.
Yeah.
Like, I just love to follow their life. Like, I
just like to stalk them a little bit. It's okay.
Listen, I'm a creeper sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this was like a year or two ago, and then I stopped going to that yoga studio for a while. I'm not sure why. And then I was going to start going again, right? Mm-hmm. So then I got a membership there. And I was pregnant. So I was waiting to be cleared with the doctor, just because I had a little bit of, like, complications in the beginning,
right,
to take a yoga class. And right before I took my first yoga class again there, my mom sent me an email. And she said, Mija, I sent you an email. I met this yoga instructor in the elevator of my building. Okay.
What? Okay.
And she seemed really nice. And she was just talking to me. And she gave me her yoga schedule. And it's in the email. If you want to check her out. I feel like you would like her, is what she said. I'm like, okay, that's weird. My mom, like, what? I just felt like
random.
So random. Like, this doesn't always happen. So I was like, that's sweet. My mom's looking out for me. Like, she's cute. So then I read the email. And I read, she forwarded me this email from this woman. And I see her name and I'm like, why does that look familiar to me, that name? And so I see that she teaches at the studio that I go to. And I'm like, I feel like I know this woman. And I end up taking her class. She's the first class that I take after I got pregnant.
Uh-huh.
And this is her. This is the one.
Woman
this
that
is
you follow.
The one that I follow. The one that yeah. I love her vibe. So it's just like, it was so the
universe,
crazy.
The universe put you guys back together.
Yes.
That's exactly what it was.
And right after I took her class, I revisited her Instagram account.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw her story that she had just helped a woman in being a birth doula. And I was like,
what?
Oh my gosh, she's a doula. And I just found out I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
And like, that's something yeah. I'm looking into.
Yeah.
And I just took my first prenatal yoga class or, you know, yoga class as like
with
a
her.
Pregnant woman with her.
Right.
And my mom just sent me this email. It was just so weird.
Too
Dorothy.
Many signs to ignore is what that is.
So I had to explore that,
right,
of course.
Right.
So weeks later, which is only a couple weeks ago, I finally reached out to her. And I'm like, this is going to sound really weird. I know that you don't like push that you're a doula, like on your Instagram account. Like you're not, she doesn't like market herself as a doula. It's just something that she does kind of on the side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was like, I have to ask you, do you still offer your services? Like, give me all your info. And she was so excited to hear that I reached out. And she was just like, this is a like great sign. Like this is just wonderful. Like blah, blah. We met up. Ugh. It was like a magical hour with her.
Really?
I'm not kidding. She's just like, she vibes. Like,
yeah. Well, because that's super important, especially in that critical moment of your life. Like, you have to have somebody that you vibe with.
For sure.
That you and JJ vibe
They're
with.
They're going to be one of the most intimate moments of my whole entire life.
A huge life moment.
Yeah. So she gave me all her info. Everything was great. The only thing that made me super hesitant, and I'm going to be honest here, and she's probably going to be listening, and it's okay because I can be honest with her, and she's being honest with me, is her cost, her price.
What? Well, okay.
Which is why I asked what the range was.
Right. And what is, I mean, can you say? Do you mind?
So, I don't know if I want to give her info out like that.
Okay. Well, we don't have to.
Well, okay. So, before we looked into
because what's the average price? I don't know what it costs to have a doula, to hire one.
Yeah. Well, like Bridget said, it is between $800 and $1,200.
Wow. And this is, okay.
You this think that's is, a lot?
That's a lot. I mean,
oh God,
that's a lot. But, I mean, you're getting them for more than just the day of your birth, right?
So my doula that I'm considering, I shouldn't call her my doula. The doula that JJ and I are considering is about $2,500.
I just took a sip of water and I almost did a spit take. Holy shit.
Hold on. Okay. So
break down the services. Do you get for that?
Exactly. When she told me her price, and this is like already after like 40 minutes of like vibing with her, just literally like staring into her eyes, like falling in love, like that kind of situation. Right. It broke my heart because that's a lot of money.
Right.
This is before she sent me a printout of everything that she offers.
Okay.
So let me tell you what she offers. She offers two like meetups / sessions prior to the birth.
Okay.
To familiarize herself with me and JJ. She says, I can invite family over. I can invite friends over. It's 2 3-hour sessions with her.
Okay.
Whatever we want that to be. Whether it be a hike to bond. Whether it be, she does Reiki healing. She's a healer too. So that's like kind of part of her package. She's a healer. If we want to play Uno in my living room, if we want to go for a walk, whatever it is, it's 2 3-hour sessions with her. A healing session in some way. She can come with us to birthing classes. She can ride in our car to the grocery store.
Now, sis, if you're going to hire her and you're going to be paying her this much money, she better be doing some healing sessions. She better be doing something else.
Okay. Like, so, yeah. That's, but it could be whatever we want. Whatever we want. So, I'm like, okay. So, that's the 2 3-hour sessions prior to the birth.
Okay.
Then she's available on call 2 weeks before my due date and 2 weeks after my due date.
Okay.
So, a total of 4 weeks that she's on call, possibly 4 weeks that she's on call. And keep in mind that my due date is December 29th. So right. this is around during the holidays.
Okay.
She's a young woman. She's in her 30s. And she travels. And this is that's prime traveling time, you know? So, like, I feel kind of bad that she'd have to be here for that. You know what I mean?
You shouldn't feel bad about that.
Well, because if you're hiring her for her,
if you're hiring her for to be a doula, she should absolutely that like that's a given.
But what right? I'm saying is the value of her time is even more.
But not if she's not working. Okay. I get what you're saying. Like you're trying she could be possibly giving up traveling during
yeah.
the holidays.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
But I don't
So it better be worth her time.
Sure. Sure, I get that. But, I mean, if the average price for a doula is $800 to $1,200, and this is twice that?
But not all doulas are healers, so she has an added value to her for that.
Okay.
And there's more to that. So then she sticks with, so she's on call for those 4 weeks.
Okay.
Then she is with you for your entire amount of your length of
no
your
matter
birth,
how,
no matter how
like
long,
it's 36
hours,
40, yeah.
whatever it is. Yeah. And then... afterwards, she has two meetups or two sessions with you, 5 hours each. And she says in each five-hour session, she could clean for you. She'll cook for you. She'll arrange food chains. She'll arrange. Like,
okay. Okay. Now it's talking.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, okay.
Like, she's basically just like a postpartum assistant
okay.
in that time.
Okay. I just, I mean, you know, I love you. And I'm just trying to look out for you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Bridget, please don't hate me.
That's not her name.
Oh, that's not her name?
This is a doula's name that we just talked to.
Okay, okay, okay. I'm sorry. I'm all sorts of mom brain, all right? But I just want to make sure it's like well worth it. You know, and I know you and JJ are doing all of your research. And
we
it
are.
Is very important that you do have somebody that you vibe with.
Yes.
I hope Mal and Carlene don't kill me for saying this, but their doula, they really liked her. But then, you know, Carlene had a crazy intense
right.
labor, like 36 hours.
Right.
And the doula that they had paid an X amount of dollars for, I don't remember how much it was. But homegirl fell asleep on them during the labor process.
Oh, wait, what?
She fell asleep on them.
Okay, now see.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I'm like, okay, if you're going to be doling out this much money, like, she better, like, be awake for you. Pause. That's the baby. All right. I'm sorry, my love. Okay. And we're back.
Oh, he woke up from his little nappy?
Yeah, he did. He did.
Yeah, so here's what I need to. Here's what the next thing. Okay, and I know there's people listening right now that are probably like, that's way too much. I get it. And thank God you're here to play that role because... I'm just in this fantasy land of like, I love her. And here's the thing. We have the money.
Sure.
Should we spend it on that? That's the question.
Right.
You know what
Is
I mean?
Is it worth it to
Is
you?
Is it worth it?
Right.
Is it worth it to me? How will I know? That's the problem.
Like, yeah.
How will I know?
I would say talk to some other doulas and then talk to people who have used doulas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like get their experience, what they went through, if they thought it was worth it for what they paid.
So,
you know,
I actually threw that question out on my Instagram account and I got a ton of responses and there was like literally everybody was like, it's a great idea. I'm trying to do the all natural, unmedicated
mm-hmm.
birth. Like, I really want that. I've never not wanted that. Like, that's mm-hmm. what I want. They're like, you should do it. It's worth it. That's without them knowing how much
it costs.
She's,
sure.
She, you know,
right.
And I don't want to like cheat her of her value either. You know
right,
what I mean? Like if
right.
that's her price, that's her price. Like
right.
she's done this many times before. She's
right.
attended many live births. She's super certified in so many ways. Like she's legit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And again, I connected with her, you mm-hmm. know? Now what we need to do is just break down the hours versus what she offers. And on top of this, wait, I don't want to, she offers a lot more than that. During the birth, she also plays photographer
for
me and JJ. And this is what I love too. At the end, she writes like a letter to the baby
Aww.
Of what she witnessed.
Okay, that is very sweet. Have you asked to speak to some of her past clients?
She actually said, so she had heard me on my Instagram account, like my concerns and stuff. She was like, I just want you to know, like she wrote me a really sweet, informative email and had said that she's working on getting references.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's like I'm either going to pay her that much.
Mm-hmm.
Or possibly not get a doula.
Yeah. Oh, so you're saying it's going to be her or nothing?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I've talked to other doulas. I just don't feel that. You know what I mean? And that is a connection is so important to me.
So as of today, at this moment right now, what's the percentage? Are you 50-50 leaning towards it? Are you 60-40? Like, you know what I mean?
I'm 60-40.
Going towards a doula?
Possibly. With her? Possibly not.
Possibly not. Okay.
And
okay.
It breaks my heart to say that. Like, it does.
Yeah.
But the only reason why is because, like, again, the amount of money.
Right.
With a baby coming, there are so many expenses coming our way. And I just have to be smart about that. Here's another thing. Like, I'm a very spiritual person. I'm all about, like, the self-help. I read a ton. Like, I have been preparing for this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if I could just do this on my own with JJ's help.
Like, I mean, you know what?
They're on the same page. There are
people who have done it on their own.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know.
I think if you guys really think that that's what you want to do, absolutely you can do that.
I know that I can do that. I'm just wondering if it will just be a way more magical experience with her, you know?
Oh, I see.
For me, maybe it will help me even more, like, again, with what I want, what I'm trying to do. And then there's always the question of what if things go all the way to the left, you know?
And that's a very real possibility.
You know, like, I have to have a C-section or, you know, just things that are not in the birth plan that I imagined. Yeah. But
you just have to be mentally prepared for that too. You know, like that's a possibility that could happen.
But what I'm saying is, will it be worth it then?
Oh, with the doula.
To pay.
I see.
For a doula.
You're like, can I get a refund?
These are the questions I need to ask her.
Right.
So there's still a lot of things that I need to break down. It may sound ridiculous to some people. I know there are some people that are like, why do you need a doula? That's ridiculous. But this is who I am.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you should defend wanting to have a doula. That's what you guys want.
I think doulas do, like, something wonderful for women and help with the experience so much. It's really hard. It was really hard for me to talk about that right now because these are all the things that I've been thinking about that I feel like could sound ridiculous, but they're so real to me.
They're not ridiculous, Tons. You're okay.
I know. Now I'm going to cry.
No, don't cry. It's totally fine. I mean, this is the process. You know what I mean? Like, you got to do, at the end of the day, you do what you told me. You do what's right for you. It's okay.
I know. It's fine. Now, I just feel ridiculous because it's like, and I hope that if my possible doula, if she's listening, I hope she knows, like, how special she is. But oh, God, I can't believe I'm crying. It's just a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
And it's, like, hard to get your hopes up for something and, like,
you don't want to be let down
like,
again.
The perfect person, you know? And then, but, it's a lot of money, but it could be worth it, you know? And so I'm not saying that it's, like, ridiculous to pay that amount of money. It's just our situation. I don't know if we can afford it. So, and if we can't, it's okay, too. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to be okay. Yeah. Like, I know I'm going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now I just feel ridiculous for crying. By the way.
Sis, stop. I had
my first real ridiculous cry.
Your real pregnancy cry?
Dorothy.
Okay.
On Sunday, went grocery shopping.
Uh-huh.
I went to Sprouts. I bought myself some tortilla chips. They're siete tortilla chips.
Oh, yeah.
Have you had those?
I have not had those, but we have a t-shirt from Mal. Our friend Mal had them. He told us about it, and then he gave us one of their t-shirts. I don't know how he got it, but we have one of their t-shirts.
Time to hook it up.
Right? If
he's got any coupons.
Right?
They make really healthy tortillas and tortilla chips and, like, tortilla products with, like, cassava flour, coconut flour, almond flour. But they're, like, the best tasting healthy tortillas that I've ever had.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, I bought some tortilla chips and I was like, I really want I want chips and salsa. And then I went to Trader Joe's, and Trader Joe's has this Pepita salsa. Have you ever had it?
No.
It's a chunky salsa and it has like, you know, pepitas, which are pumpkin seeds. Yeah. In it. So it's like the texture. So good. It's my favorite, right?
I love the fact that you like.
I know. So a couple trips ago, I bought two jars, one to have and to eat at that time and one to put in my cabinet. When that one runs out. Like, yeah. I don't want to have to go back
you
to the store.
You need to have that backup.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, girl.
So I was like, cool. I don't need to buy it because I have it at home. Like, blah, blah, blah. I'm so excited to have the snack when I get home. I get home. I look in the cabinet. That jar of Pepita Trader Joe's salsa is not in the cabinet.
No.
And I don't know where it was.
Did JJ eat it?
No, he didn't eat it. I don't even think he likes it like I do. I think I took it to like one of my girls' like meetups, like my girls' nights. And I think I left it somewhere and because we probably ate it.
Yeah.
I was so mad. I immediately got in a bad mood. And then JJ and I got in a fight over something that had nothing to do with it. But it was definitely like, I was definitely in a mood and we got in a fight because I was in a mood from the salsa.
Well, I mean, we've all been there before, you know, like when you've just been looking forward to something all day long and you're like, I'm going to go home. I'm going to have this. This is going to hit the spot. It's going to be bomb.com. I'm going to be at my happiest. And then you add on top of that, being pregnant and having your hormones and like baby Splash is extra looking forward to it, you know, like, of course I would be upset too. God,
I was pissed. And then, like, JJ and I were, like, we had a little fight over something. And then I was, like, yeah, I was in a bad mood because of the pepita salsa. And I literally, like, was so mad and then, like, started crying. But I pretended, like, I was crying over something else because I was, like, so embarrassed. You gotta cover it up. Oh, my gosh. I was so ridiculous. Funny. Gosh. Where? Oh, yeah. Anyway, so sorry about crying about the doula.
Don't ever apologize
for
that.
Sorry about crying about the salsa, JJ.
Stop it. You always tell me it's okay to cry and to never apologize for it. So it's okay to cry and don't ever apologize for feeling your emotions, Tanya.
Okay.
At the baby. It's okay.
I know. Hi, BB. I probably cry more than you do. Anyway, so that's my doula sitch.
Yes. Well, you know.
Pray for me.
I think it'll work out regardless of how, whichever way you decide. Like, and you're not making the wrong decision. You know what I mean?
Thank you. Yeah. That's what I need to remind myself. Like, I'm always like, and this has been since I was a little girl. And I've come a long way, but I'm always so concerned about what people are going to think. And so coming on the podcast, doing the podcast in general, like, puts you in a vulnerable spot. But right now, this one, you know, like, and talking about something like that, you know, where you could possibly be judged, you know,
totally.
As a lot of moms do, you know, it's scary.
At the end of the day, you're doing what's right for you and for your baby and for your family. So that's all that matters. And fuck what everybody else thinks.
Yeah. And you know what's really cool is that I'm not getting any pressure from this girl who I know who could be our doula.
That's good.
And just to clarify, that was not who we were talking to earlier, who I was talking to earlier. That she's not the doula that I'm looking into. Mm-hmm. She's just a friend who is also a doula. But she's so understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so grateful for that. Yeah. Like, I don't feel like I'm going to let her down.
Right.
You know, she's like, whatever you do, I know it'll be the right choice for you. Whether that's me or nobody.
You never know. Maybe you'll be able to negotiate her rate.
I don't.
That's the Asian in me. Let's haggle.
Damn, girl. Get out of here.
It's like I'm in Vietnam right now at the market. $20? No, that's too much. Give it to me for 10. Let's settle on 15.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So, anyway. That's that. That's where I'm at. That's something that's been on my mind a lot lately.
Mm-hmm.
And probably I should already have had an answer for her like 2 weeks ago.
No.
Well, I need a deadline because this is dragging on for too long. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And what if I don't end up using her, I want her to travel during the holidays. Yeah. You know, she's got to book that ASAP.
That's true. Well, see, you're so considerate.
Well.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, I do that with everything, I know. So anyway, I don't know if we're going to be back next week with an episode. I'm just keeping it real. Because this weekend I'll be out in Palm Springs for a bachelorette party for my sister-in-law, which I'm super excited about. So show content.
Hey.
We'll be talking about that eventually. And then next week I'm out like for more than half of the week.
Okay.
For the baby.
Okay.
Man.
So then, you know what? We'll be gone next week. Maybe we'll repost just one of our favorite episodes.
Yeah.
So if you, in case you missed it and you want to hear it again, we'll do that.
We'll catch up. We'll let all you guys catching up.
Yeah. And then we'll be back the following after that.
Yeah. And we'll talk about more things, fun things with baby butt. Oh, you got the hiccups, baby.
Aww.
As always, you can follow us on Instagram at Real Wives and Radio. You can find us on Facebook, Real Wives and Radio. I would hope that you are subscribed to our podcast, whether that's on the radio.com app or
iTunes podcast. Yeah.
There are a lot of other streaming platforms that you can find our podcast on as well. Subscribe, rate, review. And on radio.com, you can also check out a lot of other podcasts too.
Yep.
There's one that our coworkers Amber and Sarah do called SD Moms.
Yes, they do that. And if you're a Disney fan, two of our other coworkers, Hula and Jessica, they have a Disney fan podcast as well.
That's right. It's called
Don't Kill Us, Hula and Jess. It's something along those lines.
Oh, no, we got to find it because I think you're right.
Following the leader. Yeah. Because they are like the big Disney.
Leader of the club.
Leader of the club. That's what it is.
Leader of the club podcast. And you can also stream Kixie on radio.com. Mm-hmm. You can stream KSON on radio.com and all the other stations that Entercom has.
That's right.
So check that out. And we'll be back
in 2 weeks.
Yes.